Now, manslaughter charges are being considered by detectives investigating the Grenfell Tower fire as it emerged that the structure had failed fire safety tests. Metropolitan Police Detective Superintendent Fiona McCormack said a faulty fridge started the inferno, which has killed at least 79 people.
This is one of the largest and most complex investigations that the Metropolitan Police has ever undertaken. There are currently over 250 specialist investigators working on all aspects of this investigation. It will establish how the fire started and the speed and spread that it took hold of that building. There are two points of priority for me: the speed that it did spread through the building, but also the internal safety aspects of that building. On the first point, we are examining with experts the aluminium cladding and the insulation behind the cladding, how the tiles were fixed to the building and how it was installed. Preliminary tests on the insulation samples collected from Grenfell Tower showed that they combusted soon after the test started. The initial tests on the cladding tiles also failed the safety tests. Such are our safety concerns on the outcome of those tests. We have shared our data with the Department of Communities and Local Government, and we have ensured that that information data has been shared with every council.
That was Metropolitan Police Detective Superintendent Fiona McCormack. Now here, the government was yesterday defeated in a vote on a Green Party motion submitted by Deputy Party Leader Catherine Martin on building standards. That motion calls for an independent regulator in the form of an Irish Building Authority, and it calls to abandon plans to allow the construction sector to continue self-regulation. The issue of fire regulations was also raised in the Dáil yesterday by Solidarity People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd-Barrett. In response, the Taoiseach, Francis Fitzgerald, said that the whole area was being reviewed.
And undoubtedly it raises questions in the UK in relation to the kind of issues that you've mentioned, but for every country will want to examine if fire safety measures are good enough, if there are materials being used here in cladding, such as were used in the UK, and to review fire safety. And the Minister has already started to do all of that. Of course, a tragedy like that would raise questions and does mean that we have to review everything. And that, I want to assure the House, that is being done and was done. That process started immediately. It was started by Minister Owen Murphy.
That was the Taoiseach Francis Fitzgerald. Now I am joined by Kevin Hollingsworth, a chartered surveyor and director at Omega Surveying Services. Kevin, thank you for joining us. Listening to the Taoiseach there saying that, of course, the Grenfell fire raises questions here. We saw that motion there from Catherine Martin. I think it must be a surprise to many people in Ireland that the construction sector was self-regulating. How significant are the questions, do you believe, that need to be addressed by our sector here in Ireland?
Well, in the professional circles, there's a wide acknowledgement that there is an issue of non-compliance, particularly through the boomtime properties where there was development at quite an exaggerated pace, where there was this system of self-regulation. Now, since 2014, the Building Control Amendment regulations have come in, which are a step forward in protecting the consumer, but not as robust as, say, some of our European partners, as they do still have a reliance on an element of self-certification.
So currently, if you go out, you build a block of apartments, is anyone going to come and visit and tick the boxes to make sure that the fire standards have been implemented?
From 2014 till now, the answer is yes, in that there is a professional called an assigned certifier who is required to come out and sign these off. Now, one problem from my personal opinion is that assigned certifier can still be an employee of the developer. So that means that where there is that financial link, the independence that they should be operating under can be undermined.
So it's not a state certifier going out there. The builder could employ, not to cast any aspersions on these assigned certifiers, but currently they are an employee. They're paid by the builder who has conducted the construction.
Yes. Yes, that's the unfortunate nature of our system here in Ireland, where it's not as robust as some of our European partners, where it can be both a combination of state-controlled inspectors, but even in the UK, they do have private inspectors, but they are regulated by a governing body.
And this new bill put forward, or the motion rather than the Green, of Catherine Martin put forward in the Dáil yesterday, calling for an independent regulator, an Irish building authority, does it go far enough, or do you think we need more?
As I just pointed out, there is an independent building regulatory in the UK, and they regularise the private inspectors over there. So it is a possibility for over here. They have also called on a review and evaluate the resourcing of the existing building control in local authorities, because, you know, they are under-resourced to do the workload that they have at the moment, no mind any additional workload.
So it's resources within the local authorities really is the key.
Yes, they have a statutory requirement to undertake monitoring of 15% of developments. Now, one would query with the resources whether they even have the resources to do that. I have heard anecdotally that in some local authorities, there isn't even a single building control officer. It's a job share situation.
Okay, well, Kevin Hollingsworth, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that.